views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. Wow. It is Sunday once again, and boy, does the week fly by fast these days, doesn't it?
I mean,
it seems like it to me.
There's just so much going on, you can't keep up with it. You're running. Buckle up, Spanky.
Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Ton of things to talk about and go over with the listeners out there and kind of get up to speed here. I'll tell you what, we are living in interesting times. There's no question about it. And
they
we are in the
more
middle of a fight.
All the time.
They get more interesting all the time. I'm here in the state of Jefferson, the great state of Jefferson, I should say, with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Sue, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning. And we do have Alyssa with us, too.
Very good. And we have Alyssa McEwen on as our guest.
Yes, we do.
And I guess we'll probably go straight to her. We don't have any announcements because Memorial Day is pretty much non-existent.
Yeah, you believe this? I mean, this is just crazy times. I'm just saying we can't even, you know, our respects.
Well, we can. We can.
I know we can, but you know what I mean.
They just canceled all events is all, which is ridiculous. And, you know, that's part of what we're going to talk about is the ridiculousness of what's going on with this COVID-19 virus that the cure is worse than the disease here, the way it's going. And you know, across the board, we're being lied to. I mean, let's just put it out on the table. We're being lied to about everything. We were lied to about the numbers. We were lied to about the severity. We were lied to about the emergency, you know, when it ended. You know, we've got people down in Sacramento who think they are the law.
They do.
You know, we're supposed to follow the law, right, because we're law-abiding citizens, but we're being, ruled over by the lawless.
And they just make up the laws as they go.
They just keep doing whatever they feel like.
Yeah, hey.
And this couldn't be a planned event as far as circumventing, you know, the emergency status to become a permanent status of, contract tracing and no lawful assembly. You know, stay away from each other. Do what you're told. Stay indoors.
Do as we tell you and shut up and.
Doesn't matter if you can't feed your kids, because we're sitting up here in our freaking mansions somewhere with armed guards surrounding us, telling everybody what to do because we are the king and you are not.
Yeah, eating our gourmet ice cream.
And let me take a bite of my chocolate mousse here while I eat it, you know, send out another edict to the counties to do what they're told, or we'll pull funding from them and target them for some kind of persecution. Because they need to do what they're told, and who cares if you can make a living or not? Wow. I mean, at what point in time?
Yeah.
So let's go to our guest.
Yeah, let's go to our guest since we probably only have her for a short time. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both this morning? I love listening in. This is great.
Good. We're doing good. And you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I guess you heard my did you hear the first program, State of Jefferson, Jefferson State of Mind, sorry.
No.
I'm all wound up because I just start getting mad and I get a little tongue-tied because of all this garbage, you know.
I think that's how we all feel right now.
Yeah.
It's hard to even you know, be, keep a straight line of thought because, you know, we're all so upset about what's happening.
Well, we have criminals in the government acting like they're in charge. That's really what's going on. And we, the people, have to step up. But did you catch the last hour with Terry Raposa?
No, I wasn't able to. I briefly touched base with him last night, though. So catch me up.
Well, I mean, he's talking about the supervisor up there in, I guess it's Placer County, and his name is escaping me right off the...
Kirk Erler.
Yes.
Kirk Erler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he has, you know, evidently started looking into the rules and going, hey, you know, The emergency has a certain set of criteria that you have to maintain or it has to be happening in order for you to continue the emergency. And the emergency has to be ended as soon as possible. And it has to be ended within a time date or, you know, that you know, they say is up, which was like April 5th or something.
Yeah, but they have to go by certain guidelines.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that didn't even fall in the guidelines, but we're going to go ahead and do this anyway.
Well, this goes way back. You know, this when I was listening to Terry, it reminded me of my younger days in the tax litigation business. And, you know, the first question that I would ask the tax, you know, the auditors or the examiners or the appeals officer or whatever, is by what authority are you doing this? So by what authority? In other words, show me the law that says that you have the right to, you know, give me this deduction or take it away or, you know, by what authority are you acting? And that was always the thing because sometimes they weren't acting under authority. They were just acting under their own...
Because I say so.
Because they... Yeah,
right,
exactly.
A guise of authority.
Exactly.
Behind it. Sure.
Exactly. It's under the color of law, not law. And so that's what evidently has been happening with this Board of Supervisors up in Placer County is that he wrote a letter to... Becerra and the governor, and then he got a letter back from this other guy down at the state that basically told him we're going to pull your funding if you don't shut up with your rhetoric and get back to work because we are the law and you are not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. But what do you think about all this?
Well, and I love that somebody in local government, you know, albeit Placer County, but that they are representing their constituents and they are doing what is within their power to do. You know, he's stepping out on a limb and he's taking the risk and he's taking leadership to do what he was called to do and secure his constituents' rights. And that is what I think is unfortunate is there are so many people in leadership right now that could be doing the right thing, but it seems that everyone is running scared of someone else. And this is in, you know, maybe law enforcement departments, this is in local government, this is in, you know, even just in our house, the California House. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some people step up and take leadership because without it, you know, all we can do, especially up here in Shasta County, is go to our local government. And it's a very tricky situation right now for the people.
Well, and change it. I mean, we're going to have to eventually change these guys, but that takes time.
Absolutely.
But they're exposing themselves for what they are. It kind of reminds me of Lord of the Rings, Gollum and his precious ring. That's what these guys are acting like, you know. It's like they're so worried about their little precious, you know, nest egg or their little precious, you know, position or their little precious, you know, control over everything that they'll throw everybody under the bus to keep it.
Yeah, and you know, there was no guarantee. There's never a guarantee if you're a government official that you're always going to be comfortable. And that's why, you know, we treat them the way we do with respect and all this, because we expect them to take leadership in the difficult times. And
right.
If they need to put their job on the line, so be it. That is what they are there for. That is what they are called to do. And yet they won't even it seems that they won't be uncomfortable for, you know, 10 minutes, for an hour. They won't hold an emergency meeting when we're in a state of emergency, not in the same way that the governor calls it, but, you know, as we the people call it, this is a state of emergency, and it's time for our officials to get uncomfortable.
Well, and I think you called it. You know, the thing is that it's called courage.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have guys that are leading us that have courage, not phony, cowardly lion types that pretend they have courage, and then at the first moment of a you know, anything that's dangerous, they run off into the forest, you know, crying.
It's called
Absolutely.
Integrity.
Well, you know,
and,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and they're not alone. That's the other thing is, you know, in this day and age, we've got the internet, we've got these videos, we've got guys like Kirk Erler and other officials that have started to take stands, all these sheriffs, you know, that have gone on YouTube and defended their counties. So they're not alone. And so I don't understand where the fear is coming from for these officials. At the most, you know, I think a lot of them are risking a slap on the wrist. It's not like they're going to go to jail for releasing their county. And so it's really hard for me to understand why, again, in Shasta County especially, why aren't they stepping up to the plate and taking the minimal risk that needs to get taken to save their constituents and to save their counties?
Well, we need to go to a break. I didn't want to interrupt. We need to go to a break. And when we come back, can you kind of tell us how you got involved and what happened at the Board of Supervisors here in Shasta County?
You got it.
All right. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Take 6 feet and shove it. I ain't quoting key no more. Stock markets crashed. Took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to put a mask on my face when I'm walking out the door. Take 6 feet and shut it. I'm off to the grocery store. We've been working on our jobs what seems like 100 years. All of a sudden we get sent home based on some irrational fear. If we get too close, folks will die. That's what they say. If you're scared, keep your ass at home. But we got bills to pay. Take 6 feet and shove it. Ain't quarantined no more. Stock markets crashed. Took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to put a mask on my face when I'm walking out the door. Take 6 feet and shut. What the hell are we locked up for?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded.
to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little Who there. Wow, that takes the, takes you back to the days.
Yeah,
the days of yore.
Oh, there's a lot of things back in them days.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, listen, where are we going from here? We want to talk...
Before the break, I was asking our guests to go ahead and tell us about the Board of Supervisory event, if you want to call it, that she attended.
Well, and where she read the letter, and some of the people in the chat room are also asking
Right. Where
they can get a copy of the letter, or can it be read on the air?
And can it be published in the paper?
Was
it published in the paper?
I don't think it's been published. I gave a copy to one of the news reporters that was there. I let him take a picture of it, and I would be happy to read it. It's 3 minutes long. I've timed
it
a couple of times.
Go for it.
It's going to take me just a minute to pull up on my phone, so if we want to talk about something while I pull that up, that's fine with me.
I think I want to explain what people are thinking at the supervisor level, at local, you know, whatever branch we're talking about, where it's local, county, city, state, whatever. These people have been in the status quo for so long, and they're afraid to let go of their cookies in the jar because that's how they've been getting reelected. But they haven't had to show any courage up to this time. All they had to do is keep delivering the money.
But at the same time,
and that to me seems to be what they're afraid of is the funding, and that's why I don't know if you saw the signs that were pressed up against the window. Les Baugh took a picture of it and posted it, and it just said, you know, the view from inside the BOS that day, and the signs say "Stop passing the buck." I keep seeing emails from Board of Supervisors that say, "Oh, about graduation, contact your superintendent about this. Contact Health and Human Services." The buck stops with them, and they have got to accept that responsibility and take the risk for us.
Well,
that's their job.
You know, and Les Baugh historically has gotten a bad name in the Patriot community because, you know, he turned his back on the state of Jefferson. What he did at the Board of Supervisors just ticked everybody off. You know, he went out there and lied to our faces and then went in and changed the vote so that we couldn't even get a hearing on it. And so that set the tone. Now he's trying to come back like he's a patriot and one of us, and you know, maybe he's trying to do the right thing. I don't know. But at the same time, it's like, dude, a leopard doesn't change their spots. You know, what's in it? Why are we headed this direction all of a sudden when before, you know, he's a sunshine patriot in my opinion. You know, it's when the wind's blowing his way, it's great. When it's not, then, hey, you're chopped liver.
At the same time, during the videotaping when you guys were at the Board of Supervisors, in my opinion, you could see some of the arrogance of the Board of Supervisors.
We're the little people. We're the peons. We're
after,
like the
you know,
serfs.
You can see them and they're laughing and on their phones and they're doing, you know.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Anyway.
Nothing like slapping us in the face.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I agree that, I haven't been in this county a long time. I don't know everything about the history of the leadership and that sort of thing. What I can say is, you know, I think anybody who's willing to step up to the plate right now, we should take advantage of that and encourage them to do the right thing. Because, you know, one of the reasons I recently got involved is only because it started to affect me and to really worry me about what the future looks like for my children. And so I think that's how a lot of people that are going to start to wake up and shake up and get loud are going to be brand new, or they're going to be people who haven't done it before.
That's good.
So,
and that's good.
Yeah,
that
can be a very good thing.
That's what we need, you know, is more people to step up and not be worried about who they're offending, you know, I'm talking about the respect issue too, you know. I don't think we show these guys any respect at this point. I mean, we've been showing them respect for 10, 15 years, and all they've done is kick sand in our face.
But, How do you show respect for criminals?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they're going to do the right thing, then, you know, reward them, praise them, whatever. But at the same time, they've been kicking sand in their face for 10 years. And so I think we're getting past being respectful and into, you guys better start towing the line because, you know, we have a patriot fix that's called the gallows here, you know, figuratively speaking only at this point. But that's what it might take is people getting so angry that these guys can't ignore us anymore. And, you know, when you read your letter, you know, we saw Mary Rickard all of a sudden come out and start walking it back because she's starting to understand that this isn't a game. They're not in control. They answer to us, the people. And if they don't start answering to us, the people, it's going to get ugly. Your take?
Yeah. And but it also takes, the flip side of this is it takes people. It takes bodies. It takes people saying, I'm going to take an hour off work to show up. I'm going to skip this errand and get to the Board of Supervisors meeting. I mean, we the people need to get a little uncomfortable. We need to get off our phones and get on our feet. So, and I have the letter or the speech that I gave, the letter pulled up whenever you guys are ready.
Whenever you want to go for it. Fire
at will.
All right. It says, good morning, members of the board. We, the people of Shasta County, are gathered here today in a peaceful assembly to appeal to our Shasta County Board of Supervisors to defend our constitutional rights as reserved to us, the people, by our Bill of Rights. You, Board of Supervisors, are able to secure our liberties by the authority granted to you when you took your oath of office, and your time has come. This is your opportunity to fulfill your duty to represent your constituents and defy the governor's illegal and unenforceable emergency order. You are not the first county to take this step, and you certainly won't be the last, but you can, and by God, you ought to repeal these stages and return Shasta County to its full and complete functions immediately. Our businesses are on the brink of no return. No amount of emergency funding will save us now. Look, you, like all of us, have done the best you can with the information you have. And we could go on here defining an epidemic or correlation versus causation or state bylaws or what have you. But that's not why you are here. You are here because our Declaration of Independence states that we have certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And government, you, exist to secure these rights. And the fact of the matter is, our rights do not and have never included safety, and you were not elected to keep us safe. Again, these rights are not given to us by our government and therefore cannot be retracted, removed, or restrained by our government. And our declaration goes on to say that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government. You no longer have our consent to close our businesses or deny us community. You are not responsible for our health. You are not a scientist. You are not our doctors. But what you are is an elected official sworn to secure our rights. And you have failed us. Now is the time. Now you can make it right. Our founding documents were written for such a time as this. And you, Joe, Leonard, Mary, Steve, and Les are on this board for such a time as this. In Shasta County, our situation is difficult, but not, as some of you have said, impossible. Our situation is unique, but as other counties have shown, not one of a kind. And our situation can be remedied effective immediately. According to the authority granted to us, the people, we affirm that Shasta County is open. Now it's your turn. Take a vote and open Shasta County now. Do not delay another hour. Do not delay another day. Do your sworn duty and secure our rights.
Wow.
So that was what I said.
Well, and it's very powerful because, you know, there's so much truth in the messaging there. and your statements that is, you know, what we should be following in the first place. And I think what's happened is that we have gone to sleep for the last 50, 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't remember what our rights are, you know. We forgot what the founders fought and died and bled for, you know.
We got lazy,
and that's why we're in the situation that we're in. And then there's always evil people that step into the places, and I'm not pointing fingers at the Board of Supervisors necessarily, but it seems like evil people gravitate to the top.
And absolute power, or corrupts absolutely, right?
No question.
The more power we give them, the more corrupt it becomes, and the more absolute that situation is going to become.
Well, and they seem to be, you know, awash in their own, bathtub of self and grandizement or whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I get so angry sometimes when I'm talking about this stuff, that I can't even hardly speak because, you know, we've been fighting these guys for a long, long time. And this is a generational issue. And now the next generation is going to have to come in and start picking up the ball. My generation started picking up the ball, but we had a generation before us that was picking up the ball. It just, there wasn't that many people on the court.
You're right.
We need to get more and more people on the court to enforce we the people as the ultimate say so in our governing bodies.
We have the power. We have the power.
Absolutely.
We have to go to a break. Could you hang with us till on the other side? Still,
I sure can. Yeah,
all right, great. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
State of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Thank you.
Sovereign Mind Radio. A little more Who there. Wow. You know, I want to play this little clip here before we go any farther. And so hold on, Mark. I know you're on the line.
Yeah, we do have a guest.
I want to play this little clip because this is Phil Robertson. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Phil Robertson, but I think this guy's got some wisdom in this little clip, and it kind of talks about what we're talking about. So here we go right now. This is Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. He's a minister, and I think this is a pretty powerful little statement he's got here. So let's see if we can get him up and running here.
He comes along and says, shut it down. Shut it down. So just forget the Declaration of Independence. Forget the Bill of Rights. And just shut it all down. Because some expert said, better shut it down. The plague is going to kill us all. It attacked the nursing homes and the aged. My advice is for everyone, all of you, get together, and all of you go to work at once. All of you. They don't have prisons big enough to put you in. Just every last one of you say, we've had enough, pandemic or no pandemic. We'll wash our hands and we'll try to be as careful as we can because this thing here is pretty good, make you pretty sick. But the vast majority pull through. It's not worth shutting the whole country down for month after month after month. We're not going to make it. Let's go back to work. I'm just saying the Declaration of Independence from which the Bill of Rights came from, it's still there. Pandemic or no pandemic. You can't chunk law and order. Some kind of government edict. You say, nope, I'm staying with the Declaration of Independence. I have a God-given right to live, be free, and pursue happiness. But no, we don't believe in God anymore. So we're all telling everybody whether they can go to work or not, and shutting down the livelihood and shutting down the economy and saying we're going to do this as long as we want to. These people are Marxist. That's the reason they're doing it. They've brainwashed your kids in these universities, and now we're sitting here saying, well, what do I can't do what? No, you can't go to work today. We decide whether you can go to work or not. Show them differently. Get back to work and don't worry about them. Everybody, all at once, on the count of three, ladies and gentlemen, we're all going back to work tomorrow, beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 or whatever you want to do. And every last one of you, go to work. They're not going to be able to do anything about it. They're just going to sit and watch. They don't have enough prisons to hold you. I'm just saying we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They have a God-given right from their Creator to live, be free, and pursue happiness. That doesn't change when you have a pandemic. Not one bit. I tell you one thing. The ones who decide right now that instead of following Thomas Jefferson and his instruction via the Declaration of Independence, if you're one of those who say, well, I'll tell you what, well, I'm not going to follow Thomas Jefferson. I'm not going to pay any attention to what he said. I don't believe we had a creator. I don't believe we have God-given rights. I don't believe any of that. Well, you're on the wrong side of this thing. I'm going to follow Karl Marx. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to follow Karl Marx, Phil, not Thomas Jefferson. I'm going to follow Charles Darwin, Phil. I'm not going to follow Thomas Jefferson. The rest of us, if the pandemic gets us, or if hard work finally kills us, we're guaranteed we could be raised from the dead. I'm going with God and Thomas Jefferson.
I think that is just absolutely spot on with what we're talking about here. But let's get to our caller and our guest. Mark, are you there?
Good morning. Mark, you're on.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, you're on the air, Mark.
You got a comment or question?
My God, that guy. Hey, that guy said... Almost. Hello?
Yeah,
you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on.
Maybe Mark needs to call back. I'm not sure.
Yeah, call back in. I'm not sure. Yeah. We are having some technical issues maybe, but...
Well, let's get back to Elisa.
But anyway, we'll move on, and if you want, call back in.
Are you there, Elisa?
I'm still here, yep.
Did you hear that from Phil Robertson?
I sure did, and I love it.
Yeah, incredible, isn't it? I mean, here's this guy back down there in Louisiana, and he gets it. I mean, he's a backwoods redneck, you know, hillbilly, whatever you want to call him, but he gets it big time, and what he said is spot on. I mean, we got to quit paying attention to these guys that don't have our best interest in mind.
Right, and I would agree with that, and I think anybody, the beauty of coming back to basics, right, where we've rolled out so much in politics and legislature and lobbying, all this, you know, stuff. And now is the time that we're getting back to our absolute foundation, our unshakable foundation that was written for a time just as this. And I think we just have to have a laser focus on that. We've got to stop asking permission, and we've got to stop engaging in this narrative about the data and this and that. And we've got to get the message across that these rights are secured by, not given to us by, the government. And I think the message in that is crystal clear. And again, we should be reasonable. We should engage in conversation and dialogue, but we're no longer obligated to indulge the narrative. And we've got to get really clear about this messaging to our elected officials. And that's, you know, again, that's what I'm trying to do. And I really hope that people can get on board with that message. Your graduation's important. The funerals are important. All of these things are important. Saying the projections were wrong is important. But what's really important is our foundation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if people want to stay home, they can stay home. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. But we're not sick, and we need to get back to work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to feed my family. I don't care what they have to say. You know, what's happening absolutely. Is anybody with common sense is working anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and we do have to be just cognizant with our words. I think words are going to be so, so powerful. They always have been, but I think in these next coming months, you know, what we are saying and how we do it. But I also really believe that we need to get uncomfortable.
Yes.
We need to start showing up, and we need to write an email every single day and make phone calls and talk to people that we wouldn't normally talk to because, you know, they're disagreeable or we're on other sides of the fence. You know, open up the dialogue, open up the conversation, and shake off the fear. Shake off the fear that has bound us.
I think you're spot on. I don't think that attacking the other side is the answer. I think, like you said, starting the dialogue, bringing out the truth, you know, not backing down and being fearful of being ostracized or whatever it was before, because the left has gotten away with this for so long because of mm-hmm. the media, because of the status quo. You know, anybody that would speak up would be automatically, you know, ostracized or ridiculed or made fun of, or, you know, the rules of radicals, mm-hmm. All that stuff. But at this point, the pain is getting to the point where, you know, I've always said there's a direct connection between suffering and reality and clear thinking.
Mm.
And it just seems like it's human nature that you got to feel some pain in order to see reality. And I think that's what's going on. And you're seeing more and more of the leftist Marxists wake up because they've been told a lie. The whole thing is a lie about how the
yeah.
government is going to take care of you.
And we have our caller yep. back on the line. Mark?
Okay.
We have a short window here. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear the radio in the background, though?
No, you need to shut the radio off.
You have
off
to shut the radio
yeah.
off.
Okay, well, that's the problem. Okay, all right.
Okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and go to a break, Sue, and then we'll
okay.
come back to our caller.
All right.
All right, you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Close.
happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
East of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Sorry, I was kind of reposting the Kirk Euler video onto my Facebook page from the State of Jefferson page, and so you can pick that up there. It's about 7 minutes. I haven't had the chance to watch it. I'm going to watch it today, but I did hear the Jefferson State of Mind program and got the gist of what's going on with you got somebody out there who's actually got a little bit of a legal mind challenging these guys, and it's like it's amazing that these guys are in positions of power and they don't even address the legal challenge. All they do is start throwing stones. But with that, I guess
we have a caller back. We've got Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Sorry that didn't work out right the first time, but I'm away from the radio. And it took me 10 minutes to get this radio tuned in this morning, and I found this station from the protest at the mall. And anyway, and by the lake, Shasta Lake, Central Valley. Anyway.
You got a question or comment for our guest?
Okay, what that guy said was a lot of what I wanted to say. And I want to say that, you know, my grandfather died on Normandy on June 6, 44. And to kill socialism.
Yeah, you gotta stay with us, Mark. So we get.
And anyway, Well, we need to not protest anymore. We need to stand up and defy. We have to defy. We just go to work. We do what we normally do. Stop this.
Well, I can see your emotional, Mark, and I appreciate your heart there.
And we thank your grandfather for his service, that's for sure. And we understand there's a lot of men and women that have given the ultimate sacrifice. And it is time for us to do what we need to do.
Agreed.
All the services.
And we appreciate
We're going to let you go, Mark.
We appreciate the call.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. So let's get back to our guest. We got about 8 minutes to the top of the hour and for our heartbreak. So I do have Rich Gallardo's letter pulled up here as well to the board of our board of supervisors. If I can't get to it now, maybe I can get it to in the next hour. But what's your thoughts at this point, Elisa?
You know, I hear what Mark was saying, and I think we need to move forward, knowing that our rights are secured and they're ours to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. If you want to go back to work, go back to work. You should pursue your happiness. You do need to feed your family. And I think be reasonable, but get uncomfortable. Make your local elected officials uncomfortable. Start emailing, start phone calling. Get present with your own two feet. And I know I won't be able to stay into the next hour, so I'd really like to encourage people. The next Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting is Tuesday, June 2nd at 9 a.m. At the Shasta County Courthouse. You kind of can't miss it. And then I know May 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I will be going to the Civic Center lawn right here in Reading to have a picnic and fly some kites. And I'm going to drive a classic car down there. And I just think it would be great if the rest of Shasta County had a similar idea and wanted to show up.
Can you can you post that for us, Elisa, on Facebook or anything, so we have that, as a billboard, basically, to get the word out?
Sure, yeah. And, of course, this isn't me starting it or anything. This is just what I'm going to be doing. But I think we need to get in community with one another.
I agree.
I think that's the best way to shake off fear, and I think if people come with masks, we need to respect that and have dialogue with them and conversation with them, because this isn't about a virus. This is about our liberties, and everybody can get on board with that. And they just may not know the difference, and they might not know what their rights are. And it's time for us to be in community and shake off fear and to be in communion with one another. And, that to me already sounds like Shasta County. So, let's go. Let's go hang out. Let's go fly some kites. Let's go get some picnic and break some bread together. I think it would be really cool.
We do have another caller on the line before we let you go. We've got Rally Sally. Good morning, Rally Sally.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to let the listeners know that I was one of the attendees down in Sacramento yesterday at the Liberty Fest at the Capitol. And I think we need to do something similar to what they did there at our here locally, because the whole theme down there was just do it, basically, like Elisa is saying. We just need to do it. We just need to use our liberties that were God-given to us, and there's no way that they can arrest us all. And the main theme, what J.D. Hall said in his talk yesterday, was defending liberty is not what we do, but it is who we are. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was such a great quote for such a time as this.
Yeah,
yep, it sure
I agree. And
I love that, Sally.
I think making them uncomfortable, I mean, we saw that in the video with the bullhorn with Mary Rickards coming out. I mean, she didn't look as comfortable as she thought she was behind the curtain there.
Right, in her safe little enclave. Yeah.
Have you talked to her since then?
I have not. She has not reached out to me in any way.
Well, like I say, can you post these events, you know, on the Jefferson State of Jefferson website, maybe on my Facebook? I'm not sure if you have Facebook, but you can friend me at Mark Kent or Mark E. Kent. I'm on both of those. One is a lot bigger site worldwide, and the other one's more local, and that's the one with the State of Jefferson flag. But or Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Mark E. Kent, Got Tea, or Tea Party Tatanka, Sovereign Minds. And, you know, any of those places you can post, and I'll retweet or repost or whatever we got
to
do.
Or if you get it to Rally Sally, she gets it out to a lot of people,
too. Yeah, I just wanted to add one more thing. There were several pastors yesterday that were speakers there, and they were pastors that have never closed their churches. They have been having services all through this thing. And they were encouraging other pastors to open up. And Donald Trump gave the green light as well.
Yes,
so pastors, you know, use your faith, use your courage, and open up your churches.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks, Sally.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left
here. Yeah, that's
here.
Encouraging to hear that some of them didn't close the churches.
Well, let me read this letter real quick. It shouldn't take but a minute or so. This is from Richard Gallardo's, I guess how it's pronounced, on May 17th to the Board of Supervisors. Letter to read to into the record at the meeting on May 19th. I am calling for the immediate removal of Dr. Karen Ramstrom and Donald Ewart from their positions. They have demonstrated gross negligence, malfeasance of office due to their lack of understanding of the minimal impacts that COVID-19 has on Chester County and their lack of knowledge of state laws that they are purporting to follow. Their paranoia and ignorance of these available facts demonstrates the incompetence and opens up them and the county to civil and criminal liabilities. The requirement of a state emergency called by Newsom never existed per state law guidelines. There never was a strain on resources, but medical professionals have been furloughed or laid off. The incompetence of the WHO, World Health Organization, and the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and the CDC, Center for Disease and Control, has also been apparent for about 4 weeks into the shelter in place by their use of flawed models. We are ready to open all businesses and to prevent to a pre-COVID-19 status. The economic damage to the county is all but irreversible if we don't have a county health department that is accurate and objective. When any other pandemic or state of emergency is declared subsequently, we, the citizens, expect a measured response from Chester County, a response which allows the intelligent citizen to make their own informed decisions on altering their day-to-day lives. That's Richard Gallardo.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. We want to thank you for coming on this morning, and we'd love to have you back sometime. So just give us
a call.
Thank
you guys for having me.
And
this was
thank you for standing
great.
Up like you are and doing the job that you're doing for us. And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The nation's capital is the country's leading hotspot for the coronavirus. Now, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's encouraging news in the effort to combat the coronavirus.
The exciting thing for all of us is the decreasing mortality over time.
And hospitalizations are down, too. But White House Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says the Washington, D.C. metro area remains a concern.
The top three states are Maryland, the District, and Virginia. And so there is still significant virus circulating here.
Other hotspots include Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Good news for New York as the death toll dips below 100 there for the first time since March.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 84 people died Friday from the coronavirus.
For me, it's just a sign that we're making real progress, and I feel good about that.
While that brings the death toll to more than 2,300, Cuomo says two more regions, Mid-Hudson and Long Island, are on track to reopen this week, something he attributes to New Yorkers' diligence in social distancing and mask wearing.
You look at the New York curve, you look at how low it is, you look at the number of deaths, you look at the decline. Compare that with the rest of the nation, where you still see the rest of the nation's curve going up.
L.A., D.C., and Chicago remain persistent COVID hotspots, according to the White House Task Force. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial began this morning. Netanyahu arriving at the courthouse wearing a blue surgical mask in line with coronavirus limitations. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas and a water cannon at protesters in a popular shopping district today, as thousands took to the streets to march against China's proposed tough national security legislation for the city. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law. And we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. A reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park, Rum, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A U.S. judge has approved moving forward with the sale of Venezuela's prized U.S.-based Citgo refineries.
This takes the bankrupt Canadian mine company Crystalex one step closer to collecting $1.4 billion it lost in a decade-old takeover of its Venezuelan operation by the late socialist President Hugo Chavez. Friday's ruling strikes a blow to Venezuela's opposition led by Juan Guaido. The opposition was banking on profits from Houston-based Citgo to finance the crisis-torn nation's recovery if they were ever able to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. Citgo has three refineries in the U.S. and provides between 5 and 10% of U.S. gasoline. Keith Peters reporting.
South Africa is struggling to balance its fight against the virus with its dire need to resume economic activity. The country with Africa's most developed economy also has its highest number of infections, more than 21,000. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The House of Mouse might save the House of Basketball.
The NBA and its Players Association are in talks with the Walt Disney Company on a single-site scenario for a resumption of play in Central Florida in late July. Discussions are still in the exploratory stages, but the league says games, practices, and housing would all be at the 225-acre ESPN Wide World of Sports complex on the Disney property near Orlando. ESPN, one of NBA's broadcast partners, is primarily owned by Disney. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 24th, and some famous people are celebrating birthdays, including Bob Dylan. The legendary singer is 79 years old today. Actress Priscilla Presley is 75. Singer Patti LaBelle has 76 candles on her cake today. Former Major League pitcher Bartolo Colon is 47. Singer Rosanna Cash turns 65. Actor John C. Reilly, 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
It's marketing.
Hey,
Minds. We're back.
We're back.
In the second half. Fast pace as always, and getting as much information out there as we can. And I guess we got a breaking news.
We got breaking news. Heart of Jefferson. What you got for us, Terry?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I want to address something that Alyssa said, but the important thing is that people need to go to KCNR. Go to programming and go to the archive. I'm sure Sue already has it up. The program that was done this morning with Kirk Euler, that program is the most important program that anybody in Shasta County can listen to. Last, when Alyssa was on, she made the statement, we all need to look at each other's views. No. This isn't about the people. This isn't about the people. It's about the Board of Supervisors and your elected officials and people like Karen Randstrom and Donnell Ewert that are not doing anything we said. Mary Rickert said she would get with Alyssa. She never did. She never called. She's never done anything. In the interim, since we're all going, oh, gosh, we need to all get together. Well, we are getting together, but the Board of Supervisors, our elected officials, are not doing anything. They're not paying any attention. They have now hired, as you all know or should know by now, they have hired dozens of contact tracers. Dozens. Why would these people be on the phone and want to get into your business and know who you've talked to and want to see if you've been around this person or that person? Why would we have dozens if we have only 34 cases? Doesn't that bring anybody pause? We need to stop them now. I think we need to start moving on to the Attorney General Barr, which is what Kirk said today. You've got to understand, Kirk came on there. He is an acting Board of Supervisors. And I would argue that he's responsible for getting 14 counties open because of his standing up against the governor. He said himself he's been extorted by the government. Isn't that a crime?
Yes.
The government of California, Mark Ghilarducci, Becerra, Newsom, have actually extorted a county and gone after this one individual. I mean, I don't know what, it's kind of like, well, gee, we all need to get along. Well, of course we do, and we are. It's not about us. It's not about whether my view on this and my friend's, who's a Democrat's view on that. It's about that we have elected officials that after we do something like we did at Tuesday, they just hire more people for the government. Here's one other thing, too. Karen Randstrom makes $284,589.76. She is a health officer. We can rotate doctors in to do that, like they do at the different hospitals, and maybe spend about $30,000. Donnell Ewert, who most people don't even know what he does, $263,088.86 total compensation. There's your three police officers right there. Three sheriffs right there that we talked about on Carl Bott's program. As far as a deputy goes, those three, this amount of money would easily pay for those three, and there'd be money left over after we get three W's by getting rid of these two to have people from the private sector coming in and rotating and doing the job of health. Why do we need a health inspector and someone ruling over us? Think about it, folks. You need to listen to that program. But really, Mark, I want your reaction on this. Are dozens of contact tracers, and that's okay? Who's Cindy Woods? That's okay. How is that okay?
Well, you know, this contact tracing is trying to be implemented by the Democratic Party across the board. I'm looking at an article here where Michael Bloomberg is partnering up with John Hopkins to develop a program. Just a week or so ago. So what they want to do is, I mean, you got to look at these guys now. They lie about everything, and their nefarious motives and agendas are not ours. Can we trust them to do any of this stuff? I don't think so. I mean,
where do they have the authority to do it?
Well, that's the whole point. The whole point is, that's what I'm trying to say here, folks. And who hired them? Why are they in our county? Why are they even here? Let's kick them out. Why are they here? See, the thing is Alyssa, God bless her, and she's right. Her letter was inspiring. It was honorable. It was honest, and it was true. But she's talking to people who didn't hear a word she said. While she read it, two of them got up and walked out. The other ones were kind of paying attention. And, I mean, since when is Les Baugh now Ben Franklin? I mean, come on.
Well, I think she was more referring to the people out here in the community getting together. You know, I could be wrong. We might have her back to clarify that. But the real deal is we all have to get together out here and show with a show of force to combat these guys and like I said before, not be respectful and not, they don't deserve our respect anymore because they're not being respectful to the law, to us, the people, or anything. It's all about their power and so forth. I just pulled up the website. This is Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, and they've already got, this was published on May 21st, what is contract tracing? And so I haven't had a chance to digest much of this, but there's a place there that it says, what is contract tracing? Shasta County employs dozens of people who work to trace the contacts of people who are testing positive. And how are they testing positive? Do we even trust the tests?
Exactly.
So,
well, here's the deal. Now think about, just let's calm down a minute. Just calm down. Think a minute here. You just read something that we have dozens of contact tracers. Why? There's been 34 cases. There hasn't been any lately. Why? Or there's been two. Why? Why is that here? And why? You notice it says county. It doesn't say state employees. And these are the same people that we have in office. Man, I think we need to get rid of them. I think basically, and I know this is happening, and I want to encourage people out there. Since May 1st, there has been thousands and thousands and thousands of people at the Capitol, period, end of sentence. Those people are all standing up. We need to stand up. We need to stand up and say no. And also, we need these boards of supervisors, if they need to all be gone. I don't know whether it's criminally. I know there's some things being worked on that. But here's the deal. The deal is we have a supervisor who changed the face, an operating supervisor out of Placer County who changed the face of a lot of counties and what was going on. And he himself makes the point. He's been extorted by the governor. Okay, I'm sorry, but the last time I looked at words like that being said, I would say that's a criminal activity. And if Becerra will prosecute, then we need to go to the Attorney General. And oh, by the way, churches, the Attorney General said, you can open. Churches, do you understand that? And you're still not opening, or the little ones are waiting for the big ones to open? What? Seriously? So I think the real deal is here, we need to look at what's going on. The boards of supervisors need to change now. Now. And on Tuesday, the next meeting they have, we need to all be there in force. And we walk in there, we don't let them keep us out. And oh, by the way, I gotta take my hat off to the sheriff. He didn't do anything as far as social distancing at that meeting on Tuesday. He stood right next to Mac Mangus. He even put his hand on Mary Rickard, the leader, back into the room. He understands. And maybe it's that. I will find out. And we all need to find out. And Richard, you're great at this if you're listening, but we need to find out and go to the sheriff and say, okay, we want them arrested, Title 18, Code Section 242. They have violated it.
Well,
it's a felony. They violated it, period.
Hey, you had me at hello, Terry. This is, I think we got to ramp it up. I think you're absolutely spot on.
And, you know, the thing is that, again, thousands of people yesterday, what were there, 25 of us that spoke? Thousands of people out there. Chris Ann Hall, I mean, amazing, amazing people. Kirk, amazing people out there. Dr. Courtney Williams, a young Marine, who went after the Highway Patrol saying, hey, you guys, this is basically, I can't use the word, a feces order. I can use that one, I guess. If you have a feces order, you don't follow it. You know that. I've been in the military. Many of you have. These guys are doing something that's completely out of that they should. I don't. There is no excuse for the Highway Patrol walking out there. They're not doing their job. Their job is to intercede between tyranny and the people. That's their job, and they're not doing that.
Well,
I'm done giving everybody a pass. Well,
listen, a lot of people are done.
Listen,
Terry, I've got it on the website, and they have a video there. I'm going to watch this video over the break, and then I might post it on Facebook and after I see what it says. But, you know, after reflecting on it a little bit, the only reason that we could have contact tracing at this point with the low numbers that we are seeing or non-existing is that they're expecting a ramp up in numbers. And you know something? Is that something that these guys would create?
I was going to say, and where are the numbers coming from?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Hi. Okay. I had someone call in. They want to know. They know it's Title 18. They want to know of what code, and they want the phone number again.
United States Code, Title 18, Code Section 242. That's one. That is the criminal one. Title 42, United States Code, Title 42, 1983 is a civil one, which means, and that's what Kirk and I were talking about. So, folks, if you go back and listen to the program, Jefferson State of Mind, it's right there. Go on the computer, clear as a bell. And God bless you, Sue, for all the technical difficulties you had this morning. You were amazing. You're an amazing lady.
Do you have a phone number, Terry?
I love you, Terry.
A phone number for what?
I don't know. Sue asked for the
phone. Someone asked for a phone number. They thought you gave out a phone number? It was
no,
Title 18.
United States. Yeah, look it up on the Internet. It's simple. It's it's a paragraph. You know, I don't know if there's a phone number. I mean, they can call into the show. Call into the show right now, 605-4567.
There you go.
605-4567. You've got two people there that could explain everything I just said. And in most cases, Mark Kent is much more knowledgeable on a lot of these laws and things like that than most people. So, I mean, you have the opportunity, whoever wants the phone number, call into the radio program. Chit-chat. Here's the deal. The deal is that we're done. The deal is that was shown. Thousands of people. The Freedom Angels. We all talked about that, Mark, by the way, before we all got up there on stage and stuff. We talked about that yesterday. There could be people that the government would put in there, and we won't put anything past them. See, that's the problem. You can't put anything past Newsom. What if there's a few people that have COVID, and they give a few people COVID out there on purpose? They give them COVID, then they get the cure. They go ahead and they get the cure, but they've given people COVID. And here's one last thing to remember. Because I talked to the Highway Patrol about this yesterday. When we were there on May the 1st, none of the Highway Patrol, none of them were wearing masks. None of them. When we went there yesterday, everything was fenced off to the sidewalk on the west side and around the Capitol with approximately 100 Highway Patrolmen, and they all had masks on. So I asked to speak to one of the supervisors, and I did. I said, well, why is it today you guys are all wearing masks and you didn't wear any when we were here on May 1st? And I said, does that mean that the governor thinks that the COVID situation is worsened? Is that what this is supposed to tell us? They both got a little bit huffy, and they said, we can't answer anything. You're going to have to go to the health department. I think the huffiness on their part was frustration. We need to get rid of these people in the health department, first of all, and put that into the private sector and get our, I mean, this county has to be turned around, and I think they're going to be, and people like Kirk Hewler, Kirk, people like Roger Gitlin in Del Norte County, people like Jim Beard in Sierra County, those supervisors are standing up like this guy standing up.
Yeah,
we're hanging it out there.
Yeah, where's ours?
Yeah. And with that, I'm sorry, we do need to go to a break. If you want to hang with us, Terry, that'd be great. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Well, I grew up in the USA. I was taught that speech was free. Birmingham, the Burning Man, you can speak any truth you see. Lately things have changed, they say I can't speak truth no more. And I'm just sitting here wondering who they are working for. See, they're gonna kick me off of YouTube. Unless I say 9/11's just another day. And they delete my friends on Facebook. Unless I pretend that socialism's A-OK.
and they are gonna shadow ban my Twitter. Unless I tweet the chemtrails of Perrier. Finally they'll ban everything I've got to say as they kill free speech in the USA.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitation for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
We don't watch it. We could be.
I'll tell you what. You know, that's what the way it should be is what that song's about, and it's not. We are not living the dream anymore. We are living a nightmare. And I just posted from the county's website, what is contact tracing? Contact tracing. Shasta County health officials explain, and they've hired dozens of these people to go and trace down everybody.
And they wouldn't do anything else with your information or have another agenda, would they?
And so, what would they? Are going to tell you to lock down in place? You can't get to the doctor because that's what I mean. These guys, yeah, do you trust any of these guys? And in an emergency that they don't have emergency powers in, and circumvent the Constitution and tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and who to do it with? Really?
That's where they're headed.
As Kirk explained, he explained there is no more state of emergency. I don't know even know how to say it again. I mean, if we, you know, Monday morning, you need to maybe drive over to your supervisor's house if you know him and say, hey, pull the plug on these dozens of people you hired. One, there is no state of emergency. Two, where's your jurisdiction? Three, it says it's county enforced. And four, you're violating the Constitution, and you're violating the rights of the people. Now, you got two choices. You fire these people tomorrow and get rid of them, or we're going to start filing charges. And we're not going to sue. We had to talk about this. In fact, there were many of us that said this. I'll just say it. I said it yesterday for the thousands of people. People were talking about we need to have lawsuits. No. We need to arrest them.
File criminal complaints.
No, we don't need to have lawsuits. We need to prosecute them.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to have a lawsuit. Why have a lawsuit when you spend your money as good, honest citizens? You go ahead, you pay for a lawsuit, you fight a court that is being paid with your taxpayer money to fight you. So if it's against the law, isn't it against the law for everybody? If I stop somebody from their constitutional rights and I stop them from doing something constitutionally, I'm subject to Title 18, also United States Code. That would be, for a civilian, 241. But for under the color of law and someone that works in any kind of capacity, whether it be a supervisor, policeman, an auditor for the county, who doesn't matter who it is, under the color of law, they use that position to stop you from your constitutional rights. It's a felony. Felony. 10 years, a felony. Title 18, United States Code. Code Section 242.
Well, then the next step would then, file a criminal complaint with the district attorney.
With the sheriff, first of all.
With the sheriff, yeah. and then you've got to get somebody
to
prosecute it.
Yeah,
go ahead, Terry.
That's what I do. I'd go to the sheriff first. And as you said, and people listen to that program this morning, Mr. Euler, acting supervisor with help. Also, he has a good friend in the state's office that is firing people that helped with this extortion letter. This is the real deal, folks. You want your liberty or not? The deal is that we have to make sure that, first of all, we go to the sheriff, give him a shot. Sheriff doesn't do anything, we know. Sheriff doesn't do anything. If they don't, now this is in lieu of them not stopping this stuff. This means Board of Supervisors, this means Monday. Well, how about Tuesday? It means Tuesday. Doesn't mean Wednesday. And another thing, too. If that doesn't work, we go to Attorney General Barr, just like Mr. Euler is doing. He's already going to Attorney General Barr. This program this morning, folks, if you're listening to this program right now, everyone you know needs to listen to the program that came on this morning on KCNR, Jefferson State of Mind. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, because we will have Chris Ann Hall on. We will have attorneys on. Are you guys done with not having your liberty? That's the question you have to ask yourself. You've lost your liberty. Are you happy with that? Is that okay with you? Are you okay with contact tracers that the county apparently hired? Are you okay with them being dozens? To me, dozens means 144, 12 times 12. I don't know if that's the number, but that's what dozens means. So if you have dozens of contact tracers, and they're being hired to keep an eye on you, and there's only 34 cases, does that ring a bell with anybody? Listen to the program, go through that, and I'll tell you, Mark, the last thing I want to say, and then I'll get off. And I know you've got a lot of good things to talk about.
We got about a minute, Terry, before we hit the break, so hurry up.
Here it is. Here's the minute. The Board of Supervisors lock you out of the chambers. The Board of Supervisors lock you out of your own chambers. Lock you out on Tuesday. You couldn't go inside. They could come out and get close to you without social distancing, but they lock you out. How is that okay? How is that okay? It's your building. How is that okay? Anyway, that's it for me, brother. So,
all right,
you two. Have a great show.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You bet. No problem.
All right.
With that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This way, life is ours, we live it out. Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, now only $17.99, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
A street evangelist reading the Bible and preaching on a public sidewalk outside a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Iowa City, Iowa, was arrested. Free speech and religious liberty are not crimes. Join PGI in prayer for a successful outcome of this important case.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
And the sons become the fathers, and their daughters will be wives, as the torches pass from man to man, and we struggle through our lives. So the generations wander, the lineage survives.
And all of us, from dust to dust, we all become forefathers by and by.
Yeah, we are the generation of people that are becoming forefathers to the next one, and they need to step up. Everybody needs to step up. We all need to show up, and we all need to do our part, because this is not going to go away. It's not going to get any better until we make it better. You know, this whole thing, you know, goes to the economics of what's happening as well. You know, and we're being lied to from every corner, whether it's the media. I mean, the whole thing with Joe Biden about the, you know, saying the black, you ain't black if you don't vote for me.
Exactly,
and then,
yeah.
Then they flash a poll on there that says that 90% of the black people are going to vote for Biden and 3% for Trump. Well, that's complete, really? That's complete BS, you know, but that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with disinformation.
They just flat out lie about stuff too, you know, and do whatever they want.
But the target is to de-incentivize you. The target is to make you apathetic. The target is to make you think there's no hope. There's nothing you can do. And it's exactly the opposite.
That they're the hope. They want you to believe that they're the hope, and the only way that you can get it is through them.
One of the reasons that we've had these pandemics before, 1958, 1918, and one of the reasons that they didn't destroy the economy is there were no lockdowns. People still went to work. Okay. Now we're in a bubble of economic, of proportions the world has never seen. You know, we're going into probably the greatest depression that's ever been seen with, on top of the lockdowns that pricked the bubble that was already, the economy was in trouble to begin with. And now they're trying to use this thing in every way, shape or form to get more money from the federal government to save their pensions. You know, all of this stuff, it's all driven by, mismanagement. And outright criminality here, which I think we've proved today. So it's, it's time to start showing up, guys. So, let's see. I wanted to, I wanted to. I did want to say I posted the I posted the video from Kirk Erler on his stuff that you know, his proof that Governor Newsom is actively breaking the law, and his Attorney General Xavier Becerra is derelict in his duties, and that's putting it mildly, derelict in his duties. You know, these guys are thick as thieves, and there's no pun intended. That is exactly what they are.
Okay.
So.
I got a couple things.
Go ahead.
If Terry, if you're still on the line, hang up your phone. Okay, we got rid of that because I was getting some feedback, and so the line was open. And then we got Mark back on the line. Mark, if you could just get to the point so we can go ahead and play this video and stuff, that would be great. What can we do for you?
Hello?
Yeah. What can we do for you, Mark?
You're on the air, Mark. You need to be succinct and get it done. You know, we can't have too much dead airspace.
Hi.
Okay.
All right. We just can't seem to get
yeah,
it to work.
Yeah, there seems to be an issue there. So,
all right. So,
yeah, with that, we'll just have to move along.
I want to address this union workers' response to Joe Biden threatening him. There's a little short video about 4 minutes here that I want to play. And it goes to everything we're talking about. It goes to the arrogance of these people that are in power or that, you know, are trying to gain power. It goes to everything. They out and out are deceptive. They lie about everything. Even when they're caught on tape, they still lie.
And they can't even get their lies straight.
So I'm going to go ahead. I don't know.
I think you can go ahead. She's busy in there trying to do her thing. If you can go ahead, that would be great.
Let me
take some time so she can get together.
She's got to have to kick it on, so it's not going to work.
Yeah, she's getting crazy phone calls in there. So bear with us, everybody. We're working at it, you know.
We're working
hard at this. Crazy days, you know?
Well, we got Rich in the chat room saying the sheriff is not a federal officer. He cannot enforce federal law.
Maybe I misunderstood what the capacity of a sheriff is. I thought he was above that.
No.
Or I shouldn't say above, but he's the one that can, if the FBI comes in or whatever, he can tell them, no, you can't come in my county and everything.
I think that they can be charged with, anything that's against the law. I'm not sure if he's not a federal law officer, but he's still in charge of enforcing the law. You know, and if somebody broke your constitutional rights, he would enforce that. So I'm not sure I agree with that. He could be right. He might know more about this than I do.
Right, yeah. Maybe I'm not quite clear or, you know, where the guidelines stop and start and how that works. So I think she's
Are you ready, kid? You got the video queued up for me?
Yep, she's on it. She's all over it. Thank you, Sue.
So this is what this is the remember the union worker that asked Joe Biden during his campaign about why was he trying to take away our gun rights? And he did a little short video here, and I think it's kind of important to what we're talking about here. And here we go.
I am the union worker that Joe Biden tried to intimidate.
Bullshit.
Your AR-14s or what?
Joe Biden wants to take my AR-14. Let's just not tell him what it really is.
AR-14.
I got this the day after I talked to Joe. I'm sure that's not the result he was going for. My name is Jerry Wayne, and all I wanted to do is ask a presidential candidate a question. I didn't intend to start a fight. All I did was ask Joe how he was going to win over the union vote when he's planning on coming after our guns with Beto O'Rourke.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
I watched a video where he wanted to make assault weapons, or America's most popular rifle, illegal. So I asked him about it. Instead of answering me honestly, he acted like he never said it at all.
You are actively trying to diminish your Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
So when you were at Beto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that.
Video.
And you say I'm full of shit? Really, Joe? All I did was ask you about your own comments.
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period.
At one point, he asked me if I wanted to go outside. Why, Joe? To smell all the freedom? And then I ended up telling him, you work for me. And then he went and told me no. Politicians that have been in office for as long as Joe Biden need to be reminded that they work for us. We do not work for them. Americans should be able to ask candidates seeking the highest office what's going to happen to their rights. If they vote them into office, Joe Biden can call me all the names he wants.
but it doesn't change the fact that he's on video promising to have Beto O'Rourke lead the effort on gun confiscation.
You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one that leads this effort. I'm counting on you.
I think Biden made a huge miscalculation when he threatened to strip us Americans of our gun rights. The Second Amendment was put in place to protect us from a tyrannical government. I have a message for the gun-grabbing politicians. Your belligerent behavior has no place in government. And you will never, I mean never, touch our guns. Why is it that the people who want to take away our guns know absolutely nothing about them?
Machine guns are illegal.
That's right. So are AR-15s illegal.
How about the machine guns?
No, it's not.
Take
the AR, your AR-14s.
Not a veteran here who would take an AR-16 with a long clip to go out and shoot a deer.
A magazine with 100 clips in it, 100 bullets in it.
They can take away our AR-14s, our AR-16s, and all of our 100-round magazine clips. But they don't exist. I am sick and tired of having to defend the fact that we need guns to defend our homes and hunt wildlife. I don't need an excuse to have 100 rounds. I've got the Constitution of the United States. My goal is to actually bring this country together, not further divide us. Many brave men, like my grandfather, who's a 96-year-old World War II veteran, fought so we could have these rights, not so politicians could stomp all over them. For every gun-grabbing politician out there, I've got four words for you. Don't tread on us. I'm calling on all patriots to stand up to career politicians who have forgotten who they work for and whose rights they swore to protect. We are in a different era now. Challenging this opposition is not the way to win this battle, but rather opening our arms to the misinformed. We will win this battle not by belittlement, but by education. My name is Jerry Wayne.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with everything there, but I agree with a whole bunch of
it. Yeah.
And the real deal is these career politicians are completely out of control. And we got them here locally. You can see them. If we looked at this Board of Supervisors, I mean, we finally got rid of Kehoe. But how long have most of them been in there? I mean, there's a few on the board that have been there a long
time.
And then we keep getting the turnover into the good old boy system. And I guess if you get voted to the Board of Supervisors, in general, it makes you turn into one of the good old boys, I guess, because go along with to get along and make sure you have the money that delivered to your district or whatever the case may be.
Money.
From the state. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of sick of it, too, and I'm kind of sick of the whole thing.
I think everybody's kind of getting sick of everything. And, again, we need to stand up together and hold them accountable.
So, where are we at? Holy moly, what a show that was just packed with so many things. It's ridiculous to try to capsulize it all. Where do we go from here? The Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, I guess, is the next event that needs to be, people need to show up.
Well, they're having one tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Civic Center.
Okay.
For the picnic or, gathering, however you want to put that. Everybody out there showing their support, and that's from 10 to 2 at the Civic Center. And then, the locking out at the Board of Supervisors really gets me. It's like, who gave that authority? On what premises did they lock the doors?
Well, here's an interesting tidbit for our little discussion here. This comes from the Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin. I don't know why I want to say contract. I guess it's because I'm working
Contact.
Contact Tracing Group, funded by George Soros and Bill Gates, Chelsea Clinton on the board of trustees.
Would have never guessed anything like that.
No, I'm not saying that's our local, but Partners in Health, the contact tracing company, lists both George Soros of Open Society Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as official partners and supporters who contributed $1 million or more, according to the 2015 annual report. So who's behind this push towards contact tracing?
And before we go to a break, I guess I need to clarify, she didn't say tomorrow for the on the lawn at the Civic Center, the 31st. I stand corrected. Thank you for letting me know that. I appreciate it. So it's the 31st, everybody.
Well, and with that, correction. I also want to move on to the next part of this bill. Now, Democratic Representative Bobby Rush has introduced a bill, and you can't make this up, H.R. 6666.
Oh, yes, yes. And before we get started, we do need to go to a break, and then we'll come back and pick up on H.R. 666. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. sadness or joy. And one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams.
That just about brings a tear to my eye every time I hear it. Wow. Okay, so I just posted a couple more things on Facebook. The text of HR 6666. This is the 116th Congress COVID-19 testing, reaching and contacting everyone trace act. Underneath that is the Shasta County's web video on their little contact tracing. And then I'm also posting another one on top of that that from the Need to Know News, contact tracing groups funded by George Soros, Bill Gates, Chelsea Clinton, and on the board of directors. At what point in time, when you're going through a forest and you see a bunch of trees planted in a straight line, do you have to realize that there was some intelligent design behind it? And so there's no guesswork. These guys are trying to kill us. Come on. I mean, what the hell is going on out there?
It doesn't take much to connect the dots. And with that, we'll go to Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to bring to your attention that I don't think there is a supervisors meeting this Tuesday. So you need to figure out if that is so.
No, I believe. Give me just a second. I'll give you the date.
Well, that's okay. I can go to something else, too. I think it's the 12 northernmost counties in California, there's like 211 cases of COVID out of a state total of $85,000. It makes no sense for us to be shut down, and I'm absolutely ecstatic that you're emphasizing holding our local authorities in holding their nose to the stone and not letting them BS us anymore. And with that, I'm going to bid you a fond farewell. Goodbye.
Thanks for
calling.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate that.
Yeah. it's so crazy right now that you can't even, imagine where we're headed if we don't put a stop to these guys. I mean, you know, suicides are up. You've got people and abuses up on kids and spouses because people are out there dying on the vine.
Being locked
down
with one another. Yeah, they can't. They have no freedoms.
I just posted another video on Facebook. This is from Bill Still, and it's called "Evidence Mounts: Lockdown Kills More Than the Virus." And there's a good interview from an official in that one. And I suggest that you look at that, because the real deal is that this whole lockdown thing is complete balderdash, for lack of a better verbiage, seeing as how we're supposed to be a family show. But you got to do a little homework here. But after a while, the writing is on the wall. This is not speculation. This is not conjecture. This is not opinion anymore. These are facts. People, these are facts that have been completely ignored by the COVID virus case, media. I mean, how many, turn on any news station.
That's all you hear, constantly.
It's COVID virus for, however long they're on. Uh-huh. COVID virus this, COVID virus this. There's how many people got this and that many people got that. And be scared, be afraid. Go sit in the corner and suck on your thumb and be afraid and don't go outside. I mean, come on.
And let us
add up a little bit.
Yeah, and let us test you. No problem. Just let us in and we'll test you in.
Yeah, we'll
and
test
we'll
you.
Make everything okay.
We'll test you. Make sure you're locked down again.
They're
testing fruit, and fruit was coming up positive too. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
You can look it up. So now they've got tests, and who are the tests being implemented by? Bill Gates wouldn't have nothing to do with the testing kits and George Soros and all that stuff, right?
So and he's in charge of the vaccine and nothing going on there.
So they're not looking for a second wave of this at all, are they? And then, we got dementia, the pedophile with dementia running for vice president. They're going to have to walk that one back at some point in time. What's this all about? Is this a takeover? Is this about getting Trump out of office? Or is this all the above? I mean, at some point in time, you got to say, hey, when do we jump in? The next supervisor meeting is June 2nd. Okay.
Well, that's.
I think that's Tuesday.
Yeah, I was just trying to get on the website to see if I could see if there was something different, and I'm not seeing anything
yet. Miss Rowley posted on the chat room. So I'm assuming it's at, what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yep, 9 a.m.
Gee, they don't put it at 9 a.m. in the morning where other people... Well, there's nobody working anymore, so we should all show up, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's some of us that have to keep working.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well,
but, yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good day to take off and head down to the Board of Supervisors. I plan on being there. You know, we've, you know, the kids are out for the summer, but they never left. Anyway, we got 4 minutes left here, and yeah, I'm looking at the chat room.
And back to the COVID thing. I'm sorry, but I went by the hospital this morning, you know, and they usually have that tent out there, and they screen everybody and blah. Well,
Sally's got a good point.
But it's all gone.
We still have a week left in May. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar wrong. I was thinking it was this Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after this one. It's a week from Tuesday.
Oh, me too. I was going, wait a minute, how can we have... But anyway, back to the tent thing. Anyway, at Shasta Regional Medical Center, the tent thing's gone.
What was the tent?
You know, outside the hospital there for a while, they make you go in and do all that stuff, and it's supposed to be so bad, and now we'll get rid of that, and there's no problem.
But we'll do contact tracing. The whole idea of the system being overwhelmed is complete balderdash. They're laying people off. They didn't have nearly the people that they were projecting.
They didn't
projecting.
Even have the hospital beds full. Come on!
It's complete BS, balderdash. Okay? I don't know.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking we were at the end of May. Well, I lost a week somewhere.
We're close to the end of May. It's the 24th, so we have another week, and it's the week after this one. I suggest everybody take the day off and show up and tell, because at some point in time, you know, if we don't start standing up and making it known and quit being afraid and quit being fearful and somebody else will do it and I'm busy that day, guess what? You're not going to have any freedom anymore. Oh, well, that's okay. I'll just get on the government dole. Well,
yeah, we're really? Already losing our freedoms.
What happens when the
liberty.
Government dole is worthless? What happens when the government dole is worthless?
What happens when they move your cheese and you don't know where it is? I'm just saying. Then how are you going to eat?
Yeah, we've got listened to Dane Wigington's show yesterday as he addressed the CV and Gates. Alan Dershowitz and Gates, suffer from side effects of the new vaccine. Now, of course, they're trying to push this new vax on everybody. That's at geoengineeringwatchdog.org.
But they've been trying to push, you know, vaccines on all levels to us.
Yeah, and
that
way,
you know, Fauci, the children, us, you know, now it's COVID-19, it's
well,
the
Fauci,
flu.
Fauci came out yesterday and said that the cure is worse than the...
the vaccine's than the, worse than the...
No. I mean, he's talking about the lockdown, but, you know, he's basically having to admit finally that what they're doing is killing everybody in the economy for something that is not having that big of an effect.
Right.
You know, I mean, so I don't know. We got about a minute left. I'm out of breath here. I'm out of words.
Well, if there's another way, I mean, I know we don't have events out at the cemetery, but maybe sit down with your kids, your grandkids, and kind of tell them what Memorial Day is all about. Remember, it's the ones that we have lost that this day is for, and we thank them for their service and their ultimate sacrifice.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force like fire. Is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, even listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above party, liberty over security, and truth, not lies.
And you've been listening to CCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.